actions in executive session, there are two resolutions that we hope to pass at this time. I will read them. The first one is a declaration of financial exigency. I hope I pronounced that right. Whereas in accordance with the Chicago State University Law 110 ILCS 660/5, the Chicago State University Board of Trustees, the board, is a body corporate and politic and an arm and agency of the state of Illinois, and created and authorized to operate, manage, control, and maintain Chicago State University consistent with the laws of the state of Illinois. And whereas the university receives approximately 30% of its budgetary funding through appropriations from the state of Illinois on or near July 1 of each year. Furthermore, 80% of the university's budget is required for workforce compensation. And whereas to date, the eighth month of the fiscal year, the university has received no appropriate funding from the state. The state of Illinois has not approved a budget for fiscal year 2016. Furthermore, when such budget is approved, the university will receive a reduction in appropriate funding. And whereas, although the university has implemented reductions in budget and operating expenditures, additional budget reduction measures may need to be taken. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University declares that the university is in a university-wide state of financial exigency. That is the resolution. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I so move.
Second.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Fation?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Our next resolution is the creation of a Management Action Committee and a University Advisory Committee. Whereas, in accordance with the Chicago State University Law 110 ILCS 660/5-1, the Chicago State University Board of Trustees is a body corporate and politic and an arm and agency of the state of Illinois, and created and authorized to operate, manage, control, and maintain Chicago State University consistent with the laws of the state of Illinois. And whereas, due to significant reductions in state of Illinois appropriated funding, which has had university-wide impact, the board has declared the university to be in a state of financial exigency. And now, therefore, be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Chicago University, one, creates a Management Action Committee consisting of President Thomas J. Calhoun, Jr., the Provost and Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs, the Interim Vice President for Administration and Finance, and the Associate Vice President for Human Resources. Such committee, chaired by President Calhoun, will review and decide all employment actions, including layoffs, reductions in compensation, terminations, and significant position modifications. No action will occur without a majority vote of the committee, and the committee will consult with the University Advisory Committee. Two, the board creates the University Advisory Committee composed of a representative from the student body, civil service employees, and each of the following bodies: Faculty Senate, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 134, International Union of Operating Engineers, AFL-CIO Local 399, Metropolitan Alliance of Police Officers, Chapter 144, Metropolitan Alliance of Police, Chapter 297, Service Employees International Union, CTW CLC Local 73, Teamsters Local Union 700, Healthcare Professional Technical Office Warehouse and Mail Order Employees Union Local 743, and University Professional of Illinois Local 4100. The University Advisory Committee will provide input to the Management Action Committee and will continue in operation at the discretion of the board. And the Management Action Committee will report weekly to the Board Financial Exigency Committee, an ad hoc committee composed of Chairman Anthony Young, Trustee Nikki Zoller, and Trustee Marshall Hatch. The Management Action Committee will continue in operation at the direction of the board. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I so move.
Go ahead.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Fashion?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes.
Do any of the board members want to comment on either of the resolutions?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to comment. I'd like to say thank you so much to all of the members of the board, to all of the administrative staff, to all of the faculty and students here at CSU, and to the president for the cooperative spirit and nature of coming together and putting these resolutions together so that we act as one body and one voice as we come through this tumultuous time and crisis. We will, as the president said, come through this semester together. We will stand as one body. We will have graduates. We will be CSU as we always have been. We will stand strong, and we do love each other, and we love you. Thank you very much.
At this time, we'll have public comment. The first person on the list is Gerald Chin.
Hi, my name is Gerald Chin.
Is the mic on?
It's on which side? There it is. My name is Gerald Chin. I'm an alum of Chicago State University. I'm not here to complain about the food fight that's happening between the governor and the state legislature. I let the governor and my state legislators know how unhappy I am with that food fight. Some of the things in the governor's letter are incredibly inaccurate. Once again, the misstating of our graduation rate. I don't count our graduation rate. I was a transfer student, as are, of course, the vast majority of the students. But there were other things in the governor's letter that, of course, were very accurate. The explosion in the size of administration here and our salaries in relation to the other state universities. The incredible drop in enrollment. Several people on this campus, including myself, have been complaining about these things for many years. I went and found the recording. It's through the school's website. My letter or my public comment in May of 2012, which included those things. I was also here in early 2013 when the Board of Trustees was going to fire the past president, who of course is responsible for, well, giving Governor Rauner the bullets that he used to make my school, unfortunately, the poster child for mismanagement in the higher ed system. Okay. And I was here when the past governor changed the board and the past president was unfired, to put it different. I can't ask for Wayne Watson to be removed again because he's been removed. And I can't vote against Pat Quinn again for what he did to my school when he made the changes in the board, because I already voted against Pat Quinn in November of 2014 and he's gone. But I look up on that stage and I see all sorts of people who were involved in Wayne Watson being retained for those last 3 years that are so responsible for our school being in trouble that it's in today. I only see three people up there that are not responsible. The student trustee for this year certainly holds no responsibility for this. The president has no responsibility for this. He's been here a month. And then there's one trustee that was picked by the current governor. The rest of you are part and parcel for the problems in this school, and you need to go. Have a good day.
Charles Preston.
Good afternoon, or good morning. I don't know which one is it. Unbought and unbossed, that was the campaign slogan in 1972 for Shirley Chisholm. And those are just the shoulders I stand on today as I face a board that has more voice than I can ever do with protest and with the organization I've been doing. I came to basically hold this board accountable for student support. Students have been protesting, not just the Dan Ryan protest, but we also held a protest on the 9th. And it discourages the students I organize with that this board has been silent for the most part, outside of President Calhoun. And it's very discouraging. And as a student, it makes me frustrated. So I would hope and encourage you all to support our rally on the 8th, and also support our trip to Springfield on the 17th, because we are the ones that are like on the front lines of getting the media attention. Our Dan Ryan protest had like 150,000 views on Facebook. It was featured in the Huff Post, Chicago Tribune. And so we students, the morale between student organizers is low because we have to balance books and fighting for our school, which is something the students shouldn't have to do. And so we understand that this is rapid response work, and this is things that we are doing in the immediate, but we are also thinking beyond the budget. And so thinking beyond the budget, we would like to have more transparency amongst the Board of Trustees, because we believe that if we had more transparency, this student organizing and the student activism would have begun years ago had they known the mishappenings and budget appropriations, or like the misallocation of funds that was happening amongst the Board of Trustees. And so now we just ask for your support and to also engage us in conversation for moving forward and beyond the budget. Thank you.
This is Gabriel
Gomez.
Hi, yeah, I'm a professor in the College of Ed, and I just want to remind us what we're fighting for. CSU is valuable because our education gives students opportunities for a better life. But it's always been a challenge, and that's not going to change, obviously, right now. But a few years ago, I was discouraged by a student with real problems until I saw her learn to teach in a school quite different from the many I've seen in my 18 years here. My student would learn from a CSU alum, surrounded by half a dozen kids, most in wheelchairs, many with an aide to help them, and most unable to control their movements or even speak. That was normal for our alum, and she got right to work and set the stage for my current student to teach. Normally, I take notes, but I was overwhelmed by this, watching my student being led into the profession. Showing this student, this alum showed her how to read stories, sing songs, and help children sound out letters. The joy on those kids' faces as they heard and saw and felt the joy and care and love in the work is something I will never forget. It's great to teach at CSU. Though our students face many problems, including a governor who can't say CSU or university in his State of the Union address. He didn't say our name, though we're fighting for our life. Governor Rooner needs to learn. I'm sorry, Rauner. Did I say Rooner? A university is a community dedicated to helping through education, not something to ignore or destroy. Governor Rooner, class is in session, and your homework is to pass a budget that includes us and works for all of Illinois. And so you're clear, a budget is not about right-to-work rules, destroying state universities, attacking people who work for a living, or taking away opportunities. It's about funding what we need to give people hope. We're eager to work with our new president, because who told the truth? CSU is running out of money because Governor Rooner is holding our future hostage. Thanks for being honest with us. But Governor Rooner, are you listening? Can you say our name? Fund Chicago State.
William Rainovich.
Hello, my name is Dr. William Jason Rainovich. I'm an associate professor of music in the College of Arts and Sciences. I had some prepared remarks that I don't think are necessarily as relevant right now. And I'm about ready to cry. But anyway, a few things. That the most important thing is, I hope that you will all start to, and I'm sorry to say start to, but start to truly engage the faculty and talk to us. Talk to us individually, talk to us as groups, and really engage us. I don't know if it's appropriate for me to approach you or if it's for you to approach me. I generally think, because you're the Board of Trustees, it's your job to approach me, and I may be wrong and off base by saying that. I want to appreciate you right now. This is the first time, I would say, and I've been to not every single meeting, but a number of meetings. This is the first time where I see you actually have eye contact, serious, significant eye contact with the people who speak. And I appreciate that. Time. Guys, sorry. Three or four years ago, I actually did I was in that chair for a 5-minute presentation to the board. And I said that I would give, that it seems like the faculty and the Faculty Senate would give you information. And then I anecdotally said it seemed like it went into a black hole. I hope that that would change. Yes, you may disagree with a lot of us. There may be a lot of things that you disagree with a lot of what certain faculty do. We're not all nice people. I'm not necessarily a nice person. But the point being is that we're thoughtful. And not even all of us are possibly thoughtful. But I can personally assure you that there are a number of us who truly care about the institution. Seriously. I mean, I'm serious by that. And we all may do it differently than you. I disagree with my parents about many things that they did. I disagree with my family members. I disagree with friends and family. And you may disagree with us. But quite frankly, there's a number of us who are very intelligent. Thank you.
Kelly Hulis?
Harris.
Oh.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. So I just wanted, we had a United Nations working group of experts on people of African descent here for 2 days. And Chicago was the first city they came to. And they went to a few other cities, and they had their report last week. They had a report, and they said that what's happening at Chicago State pretty much amounts to a human rights violation. And I hope the board will share this with President Calhoun, that the board is aware of that report, and that you use that in your deliberations when you talk to people, particularly the governor and the state legislators, about what's going on in Chicago State. Because my colleague was right, my students are right, there's a lot of people who are concerned about Chicago State. Beyond just the faculty, the community is concerned, and the world is watching. And the world is concerned. So we have a lot of support on our side. I got a minute left. So the other thing that I would like to implore the board to do, before you go speak with the governor, and some of you may have already spoken, talk to the governor. Come talk to the faculty about what we're doing at Chicago State. Come talk to the students about what we're doing at Chicago State. Hold on, I only got 40 seconds. So be armed with the information about what's happening at Chicago State, the good news at Chicago State, the publications that faculty are doing, the research that faculty are doing, the things the students are doing. Talk so you can really inform, because the governor is ignorant. And I don't mean that in a derogatory way. He's just ignorant about what's happening in Chicago State, and a lot of people are ignorant of what's happening in Chicago State. So I please, and he doesn't care. he doesn't care, and I'm not sure Madigan cares. So please, but please, be armed and talk to us and find out, do the research, so you really know what's going on in Chicago State. Thank you.
Twilla Jones. Twyla.
Prop today. This is my father's 1977 bachelor's degree in biology from Chicago State University.
Amen.
I myself am an alumna of this institution. I have a Master of Science in Criminal Justice from this place, and I came today just to add my comments to say that I'm incredibly happy with the new president that we have, President Calhoun. I have utmost confidence that we will take this university in a new direction that is sorely needed. And I'm hoping that Governor Rauner and the state legislature can come to share that confidence. But more than that, I came to tell a little bit of a personal story about why this institution is so important. This place creates legacies. When my father attended Chicago State in, you know, the mid-70s, he was already, you know, in his midlife, he was married, working full-time, one of these non-traditional students that Chicago State is known for serving. And his first go-round with college ended in expulsion and a trip to the through the U.S. Army. I'm sure there's an awesome story behind that. But the importance of what he did here was to pass on to the rest of his family a legacy of higher education. And I was educated not only by him with, you know, bedtime stories read from his textbooks from here. I'm an incredible nerd, what can I say? I was educated by teachers in the Chicago Public Schools who came through this place and got their degrees from here, and now I'm a teacher, teaching students with special needs in grades K through 6. And so I need this place to survive and thrive because that legacy is powerful. And we need to understand that civic engagement and intellectual development is not the property of some other people in some other place. Mm-hmm. It is the birthright of all of us. Mm-hmm. And all we have to do is have the opportunity to claim it. Thank you so much.
Philip Beverly.
Philip Beverly, Associate Professor, Political Science. I'm going to be a contrarian first thing. The Senate welcomed Dr. Calhoun to its Senate meeting on Tuesday, our first official welcoming of him, and we're glad he's here and glad he's at the helm in this battle. This is battle. I don't think we should waste one more second on the governor. The governor is somebody who's wearing a political suicide vest. He is prepared to blow up the state and take all of us with it. It doesn't matter trying to convince him of the goodness or importance of this place, of 150 years of history, of the thousands of lives that have been changed for the better because of everything that everyone in this room has done. We should not waste another second on him. We should direct our efforts toward people who can make a difference, and that would be the members of his caucus and his party in both the House and the Senate who cannot stand the pressure that we can bring to bear. Right. So whatever it takes us to do, we should be prepared to do that. There is an army waiting to be led. We have General Marshall right here. We got a bunch of General Eisenhowers right here. So let's go to war.
This time I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Wait, before we adjourn, I just wanted to make an announcement that the Thurgood Marshall College Fund is here on campus. So any students who are looking for internships and other opportunities, They'll be here till 3 o'clock in the Student Union Building.
And also, Mr. Chairman, if I may, I'd just like to address the student who spoke to us. To the student who spoke to us, I want you to know that all of the trustees support you. We are so proud of you. And what you don't know is that we are working every day to support your efforts. We're fundraising, we're contributing our own funds, we're meeting with Minister Farrakhan, Reverend Jackson. We are organizing behind you. We're helping to push you when you don't even know that that's happening. And we want you to know that we're so very proud of you and that we know that the young people have to be out in front. You're creating for the university a new look, a new face, and a new wave. And that is massively important. And I salute you for that. But we are standing with you. So know that to be the case. Okay? Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I move that we adjourn.
Second.
Trustee Curtin?
Yes.
Trustee Fation?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Leak?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Yes. Dr. Renovich, I know where to find you. The game shop.
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're here.